Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Thursday morning, it is a split squad today for the St. Louis Cardinals. No local television. The next locally televised game on Fox Sports Midwest will be Saturday at noon against the Astros. Yesterday, the Cardinals took on the Mets, and it was a game that was interesting in terms of just seeing how the broadcast was done on ESPN. All the guys were mic'd up. Derek, I don't know how much you saw that, but it was interesting. It definitely was.
I saw some replays of it. I saw more of the Cubs with Bryant and Rizzo mic'd up than I did of the Mets with Alonso. But I saw it in snippets, and you know, it's good to have, you know, Alonso cracking wise on Florida buddy Harrison Bader. I enjoyed, I thought what Anthony Rizzo did was rather remarkable, but that's, you've been around him, you know what he's like, and how affable and how into the game he is and how calm he is. Talked to Jack Flaherty afterwards, and he was asked a little bit about that. He said he didn't know what was going on. And he said, I should not be mic'd up. That would be a bad idea. He goes, that would be not a good plan.
You know what? For me being in TV, I can tell you there are certain guys, you know, that you'd love to have them mic'd, but we'd be off the air. It'd be an FCC violation, you know?
That's what Schilt said. Schilt said, well, it might be good for some, but bad for others. Mm-hmm. So I'm not so sure. What do you think, Dan, about about Major League Baseball and Alonso agreeing to put a mic at first base and running his conversations with people?
I think it's great. I would hope that those that are participating know that they are being mic'd and are comfortable with it. So,
need to be told.
Exactly. So the opposition has to be told, or Alonso's got to come over and say, hey, man, a mic's on you. Just want to give you a heads up. As long as it's taped, it goes in the truck, and then, Major League Baseball entrusts the producer and the director and that broadcast team to put out a positive light of what those conversations are like, then I've got no problem with it. Because you know what, Derek, one of the things I've said, I've heard Joe Buck say this too. He said, you know, we got guys at the Daytona 500 or other races that are putting their lives on the line with going 500 miles an hour, and we're interviewing them before they hit the gas pedal. I think we could probably do some of this in the game. And as we are trying to expose the game for fans, we've got to find ways to do that. The players are why we're there, so it's one way to learn more about the players, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think it could, this is my concern, or not, it's, I guess concern is not the right word, but this is my thought on the two things. One of the reasons why having Rizzo mic'd up so much wasn't just the byplay between him and Bryant and some of the fun that they had, but it was Rizzo talking about the game.
Yes.
And like, here's the fastball. Here's what I'm looking for. I haven't seen a fastball all day. I'm going to jump a fastball. And then he hits one. And then he's running. He's like, I'm going for two, going for two. No, I'm not going for two, not going for two, not going for two. And it brought you into the game in a way that, that funny conversations at first base are eavesdropping. That's not strategy.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
But I can eavesdrop a bunch.
But I'll say this. I'll counter that by saying, with the more media, and you and I have been doing this now a long time, with the more media that is available to fans, you can understand why a player is a little, I would say they're safer to themselves around the media. So you're not finding out about the players as much. And my thing is, you got to find out about who these people are, because that's when people will support them. Now, that's a general statement. Some people could care less. They want to watch great baseball. They're the best in the world at what they do. I get it. But as we try to attract fans, you attract them sometimes with personality and who they are. So that's something to keep in mind, too. I just think we and the Players Association has to get involved too. And by saying, look, the more that people know about you, the more people come to the ballpark, more eyeballs on TV, which ultimately means more money in our pocket. And that's something I think you gotta think about. But that's something that is unique to the game right now.
Yeah. I mean, they do have to go, if we hook up first base with Mike and we do all this stuff and give the people at home that, then what is the incentive? If they can hear that, if they can get inside the game, crawling inside the game's skin from their couch at home, then does that really drive them to the ballpark?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the NFL has has found it, you know, I mean, and I think that's a real question for baseball. Whereas if you allow them to get inside the bones of the game, the strategy of the game, it was interesting because, you know, Mike Shildt and I were actually talking about this, and you and I are close to the same age. So we were watching baseball, you know, you had access to it in your backyard, and I did my best to get access to it through TV. And, you know, but I remember watching World Series games, we both did. And, you know, the whole sign stealing thing is funny because remember, you could pick up on the signs,
right?
You would be at home and, you know, whatever, inning two, inning three, and you'd be like, oh, I think I know what's coming, or I got a feel for their signs because I've been staring at the catcher the entire game.
Right.
and you're like, all right, this is cool because I know what's coming, and that hitter doesn't because he doesn't have access to this video feed that I have. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And I just think that, like, baseball drawing you into the actual mechanics of the game, in addition to the chatter and personality, is essential to selling the game.
Yeah, it's a fine line between the two. Well, you mentioned Jack Flaherty. What did you think of him yesterday?
So here's what I thought was impressive about Jack Flaherty. Eight pitches in, he has a run in and runners at the corners still. Twice before he got a first out, he had no outs, runners at the corners. His pitch count was climbing. He needed 18 pitches to get through the first inning, but it could have been worse. He was able to get a double play on one pitch on his ninth pitch to try to reset things. And then was able to be so efficient for the remainder of his outing that he had to finish in the bullpen and had to throw 15 pitches. And it's a nuancing. Here we are, you know, like in the mechanics of the game, right? So that's a little thing, but it's a rather big thing in the regular season. That you have an inning like that, gives up two runs, right? One on the back, on the series of hits, and then gives up one run to get the double play. But because he's able to right his ship, become more efficient, go back through that top of the order on whatever nine pitches it was, and then still have pitches left over, that speaks to a guy who can pitch deep into a game. That's a guy who can hold an opponent deeper into a game, and that gives the offense time to overcome the mistakes he made in the early innings. It's not a cascade effect where he's unable to get out of the first inning, you know, bloats on him a little bit, then the second inning wobbles, then he's unable to get out of the third. Now the bullpen is in play. Now you got scrambling around, and you got maybe a double switch or something like that. The offense isn't what it once was. It just creates this cascade effect. Instead, he's a resolute pitcher who, you know, I asked Shildt, is he kind of coaching himself on the mound there? And that's what he was doing. He was like, all right, here I got first and third. I have a choice. I need to get an out quick. And if I get ahead, I need to strike that guy out. And, you know, he got an out quick on first pitch.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, if I'm 2 years ago, I'm trying to impress, and I'm trying to strike the guy out and likely get to a 3-2 count, and now I'm in all kinds of trouble. And, you know, because he said, if I get 1-0 on him, I know I can't strike him out. So I better get a pitch. The only way to strike the guy out is start 0-1. And if he puts it in play, then hope something happens. And I mean, it's very I just think it speaks to the type of pitcher he has become, and like a real good lesson for all those young guys watching, like a Daniel Ponce de Leon, right? Like, that's how you regain control of a start.
Which Daniel did later in the game.
Yeah, yep, which he did. He pitched into trouble, and he's been far more efficient. And, yeah, I mean, I thought that, you know, it wasn't that Jack pitched great. 96, though, that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp slider, but he's always got a sharp slider. I just thought that what was very impressive was, like, how he said, okay, here's where I am, and I'm going to pull it back.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Luke Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Luke Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination with Train Shed's creative pub and the Soda Fountain's modern diner. The Train Shed at Union Station. I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you.
Nolan Gorman pops a home run. We haven't talked about him much on these reports. What have you thought of his camp?
Oh, I thought he's been good. Better defensively. Far more at ease at the plate, steady at the plate, not jumpy and, swinging for the derby from the plate. I think he's been much, much, much improved. One of the most improved young players from last year.
I would agree. I'll wrap it up with this. It's a busy day. You'll be busy. Got a couple split squad games. It's a day-night split squad with the Mets and the Nationals. So KK Kim is expected to go. We got Adam Wainwright. We got baseball all day down here in Florida, don't we?
Yeah, Wainwright starts, KK follows, and then Carlos has the nightcap down in West Palm. So yeah, we'll be scattering around, and then the Cardinals will need to get their sleep with an off day on Friday.
All right, buddy. Thank you. We'll catch you up tomorrow.
Sounds good, Dan, because we don't take off.
Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hot Shots legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues.